I'm joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-3 win at Aveley. Alan, what's more satisfying, a ground out 1-0 win or a last minute 4-3 victory when you're 3-1 down?
We just talked before kickoff, we talked about special days. Martin Tyler got asked on an interview what was his biggest day in football, and it was the Dulwich game, because he felt part of it, and he was part of it, and he was like, you know, the coach and stuff and all the rest of it. And I said to the lads before kickoff, you can have special days, and it's probably one of the games. What is a special day? Defended terribly as a team, didn't defend very well, attacked well, even at 3-1 down. I fancied if we nicked someone, we could get back in with. First half, I was pleased with how we played, so it wasn't a problem how we played, but obviously, games like that, you nicked it. And I thought, did we deserve it? I think they've got a good manager, and I think they're a good side, and very nice people. Very nice people over here. I'm just delighted that we've got the 3 points, to be honest, like, you know, and it's a resource business, but what character from the lads, what great character.
How big an impact did Dean Lodge have? He came on at 3-1 down and we've won 4-3.
Massive impact. He does that, didn't he, at times? He comes on, he was magical. There's things where, really, sometimes I look as a manager, where am I going to play him? We're playing, you know, the formation we're playing at the minute, we haven't really fit him in at this minute. It's frustration, but at the same time, we're second top of the league and unbeaten in 6 games now, so I think we're right doing it. And he knows, and he's winning his chance. He showed a good attitude when he come on. He done well. He made a great impact in the game. If he wasn't on the pitch, I don't think we would have got the goals back, to be honest. But it was the plan, and it has been a plan to try to wear teams down and use our subs. So it's not just that. We said before kickoff, if we're tight, then we have got subs to come and win the game. But obviously we weren't tight, but he still come on and had a throw out of dice and gamble, and he done well and got in good areas, and I thought he done very well.
And how big a gamble was it taking Matt Gray off, who's been instrumental in so many games this season?
Useless to deer. He's an honest lad, Matty. Matty might come out here, he's hopeless. His first 2 corners, he couldn't even reach a 6-yard box, and that's what he's good at. He's got a little knock on his ankle, which we had to rest anyway. And it could have been anybody at that stage, but we thought, you know, Robbo's come on, you know, so we'll get him a right back and we'll gamble with Dino. So it wasn't really a gamble. I didn't think that was a gamble, to be honest, at all. But then again, Matty will be back on Tuesday, he'll be fine. He'll be absolutely fine.
Was there a shade of offside about the winning goal in the last minute?
I didn't see it where I was saying, but it's funny when you're a manager and all that, you don't see them ones, but you see the one against Sutton when I was 45 yards away and it was blatant offside. So I think when you're a manager, you don't do things like that. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't be able to tell. I didn't think I'd went in, and all of a sudden it goes in and it come off the back of Lodgy's heel or something like that. I think it didn't. It's just a great win, and very exciting. If we get another 2 wins, it'll do us. If we get another 1 win, I think it'll do it, to be honest. But all we've got to think about is what might be on Tuesday. We've got to go there and win the game. Got to. So we'll be giving it a gun, you know.
We found ourselves 3-1 down. Did we deserve to be 3-1
down? Not at all.
Down,
I didn't think at all. We conceded some sloppy goals, but we conceded 3 sloppy goals. The back 3 and a goalkeeper has been excellent for the last couple of weeks for us and kept winning the game. We didn't do it today. We didn't get tight today. The goals we conceded, like, for example, you know, we talked about the first one, was a ball in the box, which we talked about, you know, and it come in, and who's, it's in a 6-yard box, who's picking up? And the second one was just a ball over top, one ball, beat three of them, to be honest, or two of them. Max was on the other side as such. And the third one went through with 4 or 5 players, so you think, hold on a minute, we've got to get a bit tighter. So yes, I am delighted about the result, but I'm not very happy how we've done defensively, so that's the thing, we'll have to do better on Tuesday night.
How bad is Simon Huckle's injury?
He's a tough lad, Simon, so it better be something to get him off. He's got a kick, kick in the back or whatever, so that's a plus. It's not a jaw, it's a kick, but it was quite a bad one when he went in with a goalkeeper, so I don't think there's going to be any problems from him.
How much confidence does this result give you and the team that we can go on to secure a playoff place from here?
We've got to. It's not about securing a playoff place. I keep saying that. I'm not trying to be funny here, because if we don't get in the playoffs, it'll be on my head because of the position we're in. But the playoffs are just, we'll not be having any celebration nights out for the playoffs. We've got to try to get in the conference south, and that's what I've been saying since Christmas. If anybody starts staying celebration drinks or champagne and all that after just getting in the playoffs, well, I'll not be joining them, because, you know, there's 5 teams who can get in that. All we're about is getting in the conference south, and that's our ambition from tonight.